We have here a Ra'bag on the beginning of Chayisara, the first Toelis. Basically, it goes, the Pasuk says that Avram came, bespoled Sarah to Tulsa, gave a hesped, and he, right, the Pasuk says, Vayavo Avraham nispoled Sarah to Tulsa. So he came, he gave a hesped on Sarah, and he also cried. So the Ra'bag says, this teaches us a chiddush, a to'elus in midas. V'usharoy da adam, it's proper for a person, lispoled ifchos, to give a hesped and to cry, al kroivav, and his relatives, shochevetz chiko, that's his wife, kishemesa, when they die. Why? Ki bizet to'elus aharos avas adam likroivav. This shows his love to his relative, Be'ezeh oifin he, in some way. Ad shehi roi shidoye galeem be'efkidam, kido necho chatzib sar. That look, he's so distraught when they die, when they leave, that he feels so bad, as if he lost half of himself. So by doing this hesped, by crying, he's demonstrating that he loves his relatives. And that's good, important. Why is that important? Because avas bnei hamishpacha, ksas, is very important that the love in a family from one to another, mashesh bo mava gadol b'tikan akibas medini, it's very healthy for the society to continue. Koshkin avas adam v'ishol zeh, that's shorty husband, love for husband and wife. Him, besides that, shebetei yishor laniya adam shishtav derufuasam shisodo, okay, also a side benefit, that they'll take care of each other. Kvi mashav shelo, ulezed timsa. And this is what we find: she'avram sipe disara bachalel. Okay, so he's basically saying that there is. We learn from Avram. Why did Avram go ahead and make a hesped for Sarah and his chalsa? Because it's the right thing to do. Why is it the right thing to do? Because you want to demonstrate to your other relatives that you care about the person who was nifter. What it sounds like from the Ra'bag is not why is it important to demonstrate that I cared about the nifter, what's in anyone's business, but because that is a way of showing them. They can make a binyan av. You know, oh, you cared about her, your wife, you also care about me. You obviously love me too, because we're all, you know, you care about family. So therefore, it's important to be difficult and start at chalsa, so that the family should be secure that you care about them. So I think there's like just two very large chidushim here. First of all, who is this person that Avraham is trying to convince, to demonstrate that he cares about him, that he loves him? Obviously, it has to be someone who has a very close kesher with him. If it's someone who is far removed, then the fact that Avraham feels close to Sarah has nothing to do with him. You can't make a kavach, oh, look, he cared about Sarah, so he likes me too. Why does one thing have to do with the other? Sarah was his wife for 100 years. You're barely a stranger. So we're talking about someone who also had such a close relationship with Avraham for, you know, a large number of years. We're talking about a Yitzchak, maybe a Lot, maybe, I don't know. We're talking about someone who was very in the inner circle, similar to the relationship that Avraham had with Sarah. And therefore, that person will, when he sees that, look at how much an Avraham loves Sarah, that he's this foe that Sarah's chosa. So say, oh, make him feel better. Oh, obviously, Avraham loves his relatives, just like he loves Sarah, probably loves me too. So it sounds like such an amazing chiddush, which means that had Avram Avinu not gone ahead and lispoled Sarah of Chosa, let's say he would have felt, you know, I have no energy, I'm down, I'm not in the mood of giving a hesped, I don't feel like crying in public, I'll lock myself up in my room and cry, it's no one's business. You know, I'm embarrassed to cry in public. Could be all kinds of reasons why a person would not want to make a hesbed. You know, I'm not on public display. There's no need for me to give a hesbed in Chalsa. I'll do it privately. I can do it in my own private house. No one has to see. But what would have happened is that someone like a Yitzchak or someone in the close family would have said, aha, I knew it. I knew Avram really didn't care about Sarah. Oh, see that? And just like he doesn't care about Sarah, he doesn't care about me. Yeah, doesn't like it. Avram Avinu doesn't really like his relatives. And I need the fact that or it sounds like more the other way. Not that it would have been a raya, he didn't care, but he needed a positive raya that he does care. Oh, you know, there was the other way. Before Avram goes and Yitzchak to Sarah, this person's not sure. I don't really know. Does Avram really care about Sarah? I don't know. You know, a week ago, if you would have asked him, this Yitzchak, whoever it is exactly, you would have asked, do you think Avram really likes Sarah? I'm not sure. Do you think he likes you? Not sure. Then when he sees he's Livko, Sarah is Chosa, he says, oh, look, yeah, look at that. I guess he really likes Sarah. He was so distraught when she died. He must have really liked her. Oh, he probably likes me too. So it's a tremendous chiddush because Avram Avinu is your ultimate Baal Chesed. He's the ultimate in Chazal, the person of Bein Adam Nechaveiro. Sarah is the ultimate Balas Chesed of a wife. The marriage that Avram Avinu and Sarah must have had they were probably married for over 100 years. So you can imagine, they probably complimented each other every day. And we don't assume Avram Avinu had our hang-ups that we're afraid to express ourselves. And I mean, Avram Avinu did everything that was needed to do for Chesed. So I'm sure he was a super Baal Chesed. Every day he told people how much he liked them. He told them, he complimented people. He expressed his love and admiration because he's a Baal Chesed. He's the Baal Chesed par excellence. He's the greatest Baal Chesed in the world. And that's Chesed, to show people that you care about them. That's the ultimate Chesed. Okay, so we don't do that because we're, bashful and we're this and we're that. But Avram Avinu doesn't have our problems. So here, Avram Avinu, he has a marriage for 100 years. He probably every day complimented Sarah. Every day showed some kind of a way, making her feel good. Sarah, vice versa, they showed her appreciation to Avram. He shows his appreciation to his family, to his the people close. And there's somebody, there's family walking around. Does he really like her? I don't know. Does he like me? I don't know. Right? What it basically shows, the insecurity of people. That people, and I probably was blatant that Avram loved Sarah. It probably was so blatant, Shane Kabayo. And it probably was blatant that Avram loved whoever this person in the family that we were trying to give security to. But people are so insecure when it comes to that feeling that they are worthy and that people care about them. And that so that it's sometimes when you want something so much, you're so insecure that you have it. So that therefore they needed another proof, another raya. It's not enough that 100 years Avram was such a Baal Chesed and complimented and everything was a perfect husband and the perfect wife. I need another proof. But I think what adds to the tremendous Chiddush is that the Rabbag is not mashma that the proof was because Avram made some super, some amazing hesped that no one ever heard a hesped like that. You know, he spoke for 5 hours straight. 10 hours straight. What a hesped. People were talking about it for weeks at end. They never heard a hesped like that. Because right, the Rabbag applies it to us. The Rabbag doesn't say, you learn from here that you should give a 10-hour hesped. He doesn't say that. He says, we see from here that a person should be lifkos for his relatives, just like Avram did. I assume Avram did make a special, amazing hesped, because Avram was Avram. But that doesn't seem to be the point of the Rabbag. It seems the point of the Rabbag is just from the, even if it sounds like even had Avram just made a regular hesped and a regular bechia, that would have served this function, which means that the just a play with something that is almost standard. Today, it's almost anybody who dies, if anybody's wife dies, it's normal for the husband to cry. And it's normal for the husband to say a hesped. This is a few thousand years after Avram, when all the Niskatnu Adiris. So what does a hesped and Nifkos prove? It proves so much. It's just a plain hesped. It doesn't prove so much. And that little proof that it proved was needed. This person, who we don't know, these people that Avraham Avinu was trying to convince, they needed that security. They needed to see that Avram would cry over Sarah. Right? That thing that he cried, oh wow, he cried. Well, you thought he wasn't going to cry. His wife, after 100 years, and he dies, he's not going to cry. A wife like Sarah, such a marriage. No, I'm not sure. Right? Now I think it's a very big chiddush that you see how people are, especially when it comes to relations, to feelings, to being close, people have such lack of, they're not sure. So it's a very, you know, the Musar Haskel is very obvious that very often I know myself for sure, I apologize, I definitely am that way, that I'm not sufficiently expressive. And it is a chisaron. Doesn't mean I'll be better, but we have to try. But when we don't go ahead and we just take for granted, of course you know. What? You don't know I like you. You don't know I love you. You don't know I care about you. We've been, for 100 years, we've been together through thick and thin, you know what I mean? But no, Avram Avinu has to prove that he loves Sarah. With not even the biggest proof. He just has to prove that he has to show. Sometimes I'm not really sure. How do I know? Prove it to me. Right? Because people are always doubtful. It's a very big insight. And when it comes, especially in this area, when it comes to that someone cares about me, people are insecure. There's a tremendous insecurity. Okay. That is Chiddush number one, which I think is a very big Chiddush. And it's very, very practical. There is a second chiddush here, that the Rabbag says that a person should go ahead and say a hesped and nifkos akrovav for this reason. He's not just speaking about Avram Avinu. He's speaking, this is what the Torah is teaching us for everybody. It means us today. So it's a seer. A person, lo aleinu, his wife was nifter. Close relative. He's broken. A person had, Avram Avinu had a very close relationship with Sarah. They've been married for 100 years. Now she's nifter. It's quite a, emotionally, it's a big shock, it's a big loss. She wasn't, according to the Chazal, was a sudden death, whatever, right? One day, like, she was sick and was expecting it. She got whatever, like a heart attack from the case. It looks whatever it is. So Avram Avinu, his wife, after 100 years, we believe he did have this super close marriage. His wife dies. He is obviously sad. For whatever reason, let's say Avram Avinu thinking, should I give a hesped? I'm not really in the mood. So he's saying, no. Avram says, no. I have to give a hesed because it's a chesed for Lot, for Yitzchak. I got to show Yitzchak and Lot that I love them. Like, that's what Avram Avinu has to worry about now. Maybe Avram Avinu, okay, he's such a big Baal Chesed, he would worry about it. But that's what I have to worry about. When someone's sitting in Avedis, that's what you expect him to worry about. He has to go ahead. He doesn't want to give a hesped, for whatever reason. He doesn't want to give a hesped. He has his reasons. He's not in the mood. He's too down. He doesn't want to give a hesped. Let someone else give the hesped. I'm not in the mood of giving a hesped. Say, no, you have to give a hesped. Why? Because your kids need to know that you love them. So you have to show chesed. That's what I have to think about at the time of the levaya. A person at the time of the levaya, you would think that he is excused. He has a ptur. I have a right to be sad. I don't have to now go out and do chesed, start worrying about that. Maybe my people think that I don't really care about them, so I have to do something to prove to them that I care about them. Give me a break. You know, I'm in the middle, I'm sitting Shiva. I'm right now, I'm even more than just the patira was just happening. I'm at the funeral. You know, I'm a little distraught. This is what I have to think about at the funeral. This is what I'm obligated to think about. You know, you're at the funeral for some close relative, and there's an obligation on you. Come on, do chesed. You know, and it's not even an obvious chesed. It's a chesed that I have to hear. I have to be, you know, I have to hear that the other people are insecure, even though there's no reason why they should be insecure, because I told them 25 times how much I love them. But I have to hear that they're insecure, and I have to hear that by my doing a hesped will give them a little bit of security, that they'll realize that I care about people. And therefore, in the midst of my sorrow at the funeral, right? You know, his wife or whatever was nifter or whatever relative an hour or two ago, and he's at the funeral and they're burying him. I have to go ahead and be that Baal Chesed to consider about other people, which shows the extent that the Torah obligates us to care about others. There's no such excuse. Well, I have too much of my own pain. How can you expect me to be considerate of someone else or to do chesed? I'm just overwhelmed with my own problems. There's no such excuse. Person, even in the midst of his own problems, he's obligated to see, to figure out, to realize there's an opportunity to do chesed to someone else, and you got to do it because it's the right thing to do, and it's helpful. It's not, I mean, I assume other people argue with the Rabbag and say that I always thought, and that's a normal pshat, that the hesped is somehow a covered for the mace, does something for the mace, it helps us in the neshama, maybe it's mystical. The Rabbag probably was into mystical Kabbalistic svaras. Now, I assume that there are in other svarim have other reasons for the hesped, that you want to, that it's covered for the mace. But the Rabbag's reason for the hesped is like very shocking, that the purpose of the hesped and your mechuyev to do it is to do chesed to your relatives. So that's a chiddush that at this moment of time you obligate the avel to go ahead and to be worried about all the other relatives. Instead of thinking about himself and his own sorrow, he has to go ahead and do something which he perhaps does not want to do, just so that to give them a sense of security. So basically, I think there are two practical applications. One is a realization how people that we can be the most close, we could have a relationship with 100 years of Avram and Sarah, and the best marriage, and the closest marriage, and the biggest Bavli Midas, and the complimenting and saying everything and doing everything right, and whether it's with a friend or a business or a child or a chavrusa or a roommate, whatever it is, and still the person is insecure that I really care about him. Maybe it's just superficial, maybe it's just acting, maybe it's not really with a deep emotion. You wouldn't shed a tear if I got killed, you know, that's such a this feeling, which seems bizarre, but that's how people feel. Even great people feel that, because we're assuming that these are great people that are feeling this way, that Avram is worried about. These are his close family. And therefore, there's an obligation and a chiyuv to show people that you care about them. And two, that even when a person is in his own sorrow, and he has all kinds of distractions, and he has, we would think that perhaps he has a legitimate excuse why I don't have to care about someone else. Even at that moment, there's a chiyuv. Right after the vaya, there's a chiyuv for him to be a Baal Chesed, to go ahead and to see the needs of the other people, and to go ahead and to do something which will help bring them this added simcha and realization that he cares about them.